This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2018 Gemini New Moon. The new moon takes place on June 13, 2018 at 12:43 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 3:43 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 7:43 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 22 degrees Gemini 44 minutes. Ready for a mental boost? The Gemini New Moon launches a new phase in the workings of our mind. They've had a weird time of it lately. First, they got shell shock from volatile Uranus moving into earthbound Taurus, May 15. Then they got drenched in the inescapable non-rationality of a grand trine flowing from loving Venus to expansive Jupiter to transcendent Neptune. The Gemini new moon is adding lighter, breezier energies into the mix. Curiosity, flexibility, changeability, playfulness, wit, words, lots of words, and a knack for sidestepping, deflecting, and poof, vanishing. We're not entirely out of the waters, though. Jupiter and Neptune are still traveling in a trine, overriding reason with a link between the deepest and highest parts of our being. And the moon's ruler, Mercury, is in Cancer, making communication more emotional and sensitive than the Gemini norm. The chatter rising under this moon could have us speaking our hearts more. It could also encourage crabbiness, taking messages personally, and staging pity parties. They aren't givens, though. Gemini's nimbleness may have us darting and scurrying and at times skiing across the waters instead of falling into them. Likely an emotional intelligence is permeating thoughts and words, in theory. The softness is integral to accepting this moon's gift, opportunities to wrap our brains around Uranus's shift into Taurus. Radically new conditions have arrived inside and out, with real-world ramifications that we are only beginning to sense. With Mercury sextiling the cosmic change agent, circumstances are ripe for altering perspectives and opening to unconventional, unexpected, and outright genius ideas, all of which end up having tangible, practical impact. You might also be differently or more emotionally expressive, perhaps suddenly and probably permanently. These opportunities likely come out of the blue. You can increase the likelihood of stumbling onto them by making like a Gemini, talking and gathering and sharing information, darting down rabbit holes and running after shiny objects. Some of this exploration involves ghosts, memories, and unfinished business. Mars, the ruler of our actions, has just crossed over the moon's south node. The contact is a foreshadowing of his retrograde from late June to late August. A first wave of friends, men, and associations from the past, which could just as likely show up in dreams, social media, and email as in person. Watch for a rash of thinking and talking about the old days, and see if that doesn't turn purposeful somehow. All this might make us vaguely wobbly, woozy, or disoriented. Don't give sensations like that much attention. This new moon is making a wide square to illusionist Neptune, which lends a funhouse mirror quality to information coming in and out. Objects in mirror may be closer than they look. Situations may not be quite as they seem, and not everything you hear or think may be real. In other words, more of the same we've been experiencing, and nothing a Uranian zap to the head can't clarify. The moon's overall effect is lightening our moods, if not our hearts, and escalating the flow of communication. Socializing quickly rises in popularity when Venus moves into Leo 2 hours after the new moon. The love goddess flourishes in that regal sign, which brings out her flair for the dramatic and love of basking in the sun or spotlight. Watch the vibe turn warm-hearted, generous, and showy, with folks wanting to spiff up and spend time together and talk. To learn more about Uranus and Taurus and what the next 7 to 8 years might mean for each of the signs, Order my Uranus in Taurus guide, which is available at the shop at my site, empowermentunlimited.net. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to get my Uranus in Taurus guide, join my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.